Hello and welcome to The Unseen Cook, and we're back, unseen in my kitchen. And today I've got a brand new recipe for you. We're going to do a gratin with chicken, leeks and cider. Hello, and I'm The Unseen Cook. And it's been such a while since I was last here, and part of the reason for that is I've needed some new recipes, I've needed some new inspiration, and I've been going off to find that so that I can essentially make some new recipes and make some good cooking for all of us. And since I think I made my last podcast here, I have purchased an air fryer. Although not all my cooking is going to be air fried, but it is definitely going to feature because they're part of the landscape now. But mine isn't just an air fryer, I can do pressure cooking in it, slow cooking, and all manner of other things. So I'm hopefully going to incorporate that well into the recipes that I do. But today's isn't an air fryer recipe or a multi-cooker recipe. Today's recipe is a gratin, which is essentially a bake, and it contains chicken, leeks and cider and cream and potatoes and various other things. And it's great because you can make it quickly, just shove it in the oven, and then you've got a whole dish, all in one dish, that you can just serve, and you might add salad or veg, etc. But let's pop through to my kitchen and I'll show you how it's done. Right, so what I'm going to do first is I'm going to chop up some leeks and slice those. With leeks, you can just put them in the slices, but I tend to sort of split them out so that they soften nicely, and so that if you don't want to eat huge slices of leek, and not everybody does, they give it a nice flavour and you've still got leek, but it's not huge slices, but it is very much a personal thing. Some people do actually just fry whole slices of leek. Right, so I'm just going to set those aside, and then I'm going to cut up the chicken. Now, you're using chicken thighs. I always find they cook nicer, but it's a preference. Not everybody gets on with chicken thighs, but I like them. And they very much are nice to cook with. They don't dry out like chicken breast can. And that's one of the reasons I like them. So I'm just going to cut these up. And you want to cut these into sort of a couple of centimetre cubes or chunks. Right, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop some butter in a pan, about an ounce-ish or so. You want that to be melted but not sizzling too much, because otherwise the butter burns really quickly. So it is sizzling, but I'm keeping a close eye on it. Once it starts to sizzle, you can kind of turn the heat down a little bit. Make sure it's all melted, stir it along, and then I'm going to throw in this chicken. And then I'm going to brown that. Okay, I might turn that up a little bit more. Now the thing with chicken thigh is they hold their liquid, so they tend to cook, and then as they brown, they release the liquid and it makes nice juices to go with the chicken. Move them around. You don't want them to burn on the bottom, you want them to cook all over. And with chicken breast fillets, you can actually almost feel them drying out a little bit. But these are just nice and moist, these chicken thighs. And I know I'm going on about chicken thighs, but I do cook a lot with chicken breasts as well. But the thighs, just for me, are much nicer to cook with in chopped up dishes. Less so in whole, where you're using whole dishes. Although, if you're doing things like chicken wrapped in parma ham, you can make some lovely dishes with thighs. And some casseroles, but very, very much so for things like stir fries and pasta dishes and things where you're chopping up the chicken. I tend to always opt for the chicken breasts. Right, now these are browned. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to tip them out into a bowl. And you can use a plate. The reason I use a bowl is because you end up with meat juices when you tip them out. And then if you pick up the plate, the meat juices go everywhere. So a bowl contains all that nicely. Tip all that out into a bowl. I'm just using a pasta bowl. And I'm going to put in some more butter. Another ounce or so of butter. Make sure you've got all your chicken out. Or you end up with burnt bits of chicken. And again, I'm going to melt the butter. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw in the leeks. Now you don't want to brown these, you want to soften them. So, turn that down. Medium heat you need. You want to soften them nicely in the butter. So those are nicely softened. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to add the cider. Stir that in. Now you're going to add just a teaspoon of soy sauce, a heaped teaspoon of Dijon mustard, some pimento. Now if you don't have pimento, smoked paprika works just as well. There you go. That's all stirred in. And now I'm going to add a 300ml carton of double cream. You mix all that together. Thickens a bit so that it heats through. And you may choose to season it as well. We will, just a little bit. Now that that's thickened, I'm going to add the chicken and all the juices that are left in with the chicken that was left when I poured it out. So you've got chicken and chicken juices and all of that. Mix that all together. Now, as with everything I cook, you can either put it into one gratin dish, or you can put it in separate dishes and freeze the ones you're not going to cook tonight, and then eat those on another day. So, let's just pour this out. Right, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to prep the potatoes, just going to peel those. And then I'm going to slice them. Now, they need to be thinly sliced. Now, you can use a knife to slice them, but I personally have opted to use my food processor. Which has an adjustable slicing blade. So, from that perspective, it works fairly perfectly. Oops. And then once you've got your nice thin slices of potato, I'm going to cover the chicken with them. So you're going to cover the gratin with nice, thin slices. You might end up with more of potato. You want all of the meat covered, and you can overlap the slices somewhat to make sure that the whole gratin dish is covered. Now I'm going to preheat the oven. And while the oven's preheating, I'm just going to grate some cheese. And I'm going to sprinkle that over the dish. Make sure it's all covered. I'm going to sprinkle over a little bit of pimento. Not loads, just a couple of pinches, kind of to take a pinch and spread it over. There we go. And now, I'm going to put this in the oven for between 30 and 45 minutes. Now, the reason why I say that is because the potatoes on top need to be cooked. And sometimes they can take a little longer to cook. But on the whole, about 45 minutes probably for everything to be fully cooked. Right, so that's been in the oven for about 45 minutes. So I'm just going to put some boiling water on. Now, I haven't boiled it. I've boiled the kettle, and I'm just going to add that to a pan. And I'm going to make some broccoli, florets. What I'm actually going to do is I'm just going to... There we go. Right, so I'm just going to bring that back to the boil. Now, you can put whatever veg you want with this, really. I've just chosen broccoli florets, but it's very personal. You can even put a salad with it. The gratin is the dish, and then basically add as you will. I'm using broccoli, and I've bought the florets. You can buy, to be honest, if you want to just buy a whole head of broccoli, it's cheaper, and you can just chop it up. But I've bought the florets because I can just basically open the packet. Maybe the slightly bigger ones I'll separate out and make sure they're not too overkill. Right, so I'm going to throw these in. And you only need to blanch them really, broccoli, about 3 minutes. So while those are cooking, I'm going to take the gratin out of the oven. That's sizzling nicely. You can actually hear that sizzling. I'm just going to check the potatoes look cooked yet. Right, so that broccoli's more or less cooked. Right, so I'm going to drain the broccoli now. And then I'm going to serve this. And while I serve it, we'll just have a quick recap. Finely slice 2 large leeks and set aside. Cut 500 grams of chicken thigh fillets into 1 centimeter cubes. Then melt 25 grams of butter in a frying pan and cook the chicken until browned. Remove to a plate and set aside. Add another 25 grams of butter to the pan and then soften the leeks. Once the leeks are softened, add 1 teaspoon of soy sauce, 1 heaped teaspoon of Dijon mustard, 1/4 teaspoon of pimento, 150 milliliters of cider, and 300 milliliters of double cream. Heat through and stir until the sauce thickens, then re-add the chicken to the pan and mix together with the leeks. Meanwhile, finely slice 350 grams of potatoes in a food processor. Pour the chicken mixture into a gratin dish and top with the sliced potatoes. Grate over 25 grams of cheddar cheese and sprinkle with pimento. Put into a preheated oven at 190 degrees and cook for approximately 45 minutes. Remove the dish from the oven and serve with vegetables of your choice. So that's leek, cider and chicken gratin. Unseen.